Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Michael May, Dr. Cole Galloway, and Andy Barhalias. I want to ask the question, how do you admit when you are wrong? Andy, can you kick us off?
Well, if you're going to take the comedic approach from this, from the standpoint of being a lawyer, which I am, you don't admit you're wrong. But all joking aside, I mean, from the standpoint of legal, It can be about ego. I mean, lawyers spend all this time in school. They have to pass a bar exam. They are expected by their clients to be experts. And that kind of pressure makes it difficult for them to ever admit when they're wrong, even though admitting when you're wrong is the best thing to do in order to build a client relationship. Mm. From the standpoint of interpersonal communication and such, the approach should be individually tailored, I think, to who the person you have either wronged or gave wrong information to. And I can talk for 10 straight minutes, so I'm cutting myself off.
Yeah, I'll build on that real quick and say that, like, I think they're the easy wrongs and the hard wrongs. Easy wrongs for me are when I do something wrong that on reflection I feel is wrong. The person was kind enough and respectful enough to bring it up to me. I recognized it. I'm wrong so often that it maybe just gets to be a habit of like, yes. And I think if you feel business-wise that you're an innovator or an entrepreneurial person and you're not recognizing you're wrong pretty constantly, you may not be at the edge you think you are. Mm. The tougher wrongs for me are the blind spots where I just haven't created a community around me. And this is where I'm wrong in not creating a community that can come and say, Cole, we need to tell you something. Creating that community in which we can trust and be wrong without a fear of real damaging long-term relationships is the environment we all strive for. But boy, is that hard to build and to maintain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Michael, what do you think?
Yeah, so I will put it into a couple of different categories. You know, one of them is, are you intentionally knowing that you're wrong and really trying to protect either yourself, your ego, someone else? Or is it you find out, like, you're speaking the way you think, and then you find out, no, you were incorrect, right? You had good intentions, but you were just wrong. No matter what, I think the best approach that we always know is to come clean, tell the truth, put your ego in check. But I think it's very hard. And I think it's very hard when you have your ego on the line or you're wanting to protect your name brand, your title, or a loved one. And going and telling a loved one that you were wrong is tough to do. So many people mm-hmm. just kind of try to just push it aside and keep going. But usually it kind of, if that happens multiple times, you're creating more barriers of trust than just, you know, addressing it and coming clean and working on making it right.
Mm. I feel like for me, there are different ways that I can admit I'm wrong. One is to just say, oh, sorry. Another is to say, I made a mistake. Another is to say, I was wrong. And I feel like they have different levels of powerful impact on them. I told you guys before we turned on the recording, I recently made a mistake. I sent an email to someone that was a little bit aggressive in the way that I responded to her. And then I was wrong about what I responded to her about. And I did send her an email and I didn't only say, I'm sorry. I said, I was wrong. I made a mistake. I apologize. Now I haven't heard back from her yet. I may have burned that bridge because I sent an email too fast. I should have waited. What about you? Do you feel like there's different ways to say, I'm sorry, I was wrong, that have different impacts on people?
I think it depends on the medium. I think an email apology is so much easier than calling someone on the phone or hooking up a Zoom call and saying, oh yeah, you know, I was wrong. Mm. And I find my own personal experiences, it's very easy for me to admit when I'm wrong over an email because it gives you that opportunity, so to speak, without having that first person challenging of admitting why you were wrong. So a perfect example of this is I had an email exchange with someone the other day asking me about a particular issue, and I completely gave them wrong advice because I read the email too fast and because I didn't understand the concept they were talking about, and gave them absolutely totally wrong advice in my professional job. And then I saw an email reply saying, hey, Andy, I don't think you looked at this correctly. And I looked, I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. I'm completely wrong, blah, 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 blah. Mm. It's easier over email, I think, to apologize than in person or over the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think in creating a culture of where we can say that we're not, maybe we're not wrong, but we're not where we are. As a community organizer, meaning I'm trying to help people that I'm not a part of their community, you're always checking in. And so one take on this, to sort of flip it on its head, and instead of waiting for yourself to do something wrong, which is going to happen, is to go forward and ask the community you're serving or the multiple stakeholders, you know, checking in and saying, this is what I'm thinking about the future plan, strategy. Where have I gone wrong in my thinking? And if I'll do that, many people today have talked about the trust, equity, and building relationships. I can avoid making the big wrongs, and I can also get ahead and show my community that I'm working for, that I'm sensitive to, that there is a reciprocal here. I don't need to wait to make a decision on their behalf and make a mistake. And I found that to be a way I can take control and not worry about making a mistake necessarily as much as I used to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Michael, did you want to add something to that?
Yeah, I will say that how quickly you say that you're sorry or that you created a wrong has a lot of meaning also. But also you said, like, you know, the three levels of, you know, hey, I was wrong here. I think sometimes people over explain or try to come up with reasons why they were wrong versus just saying, you know, I was wrong. And I don't want to say that there are different levels, but there really are, right? I mean, it's like, you know, there are some major wrongs, and then there's some that are just, you know, it's going to happen throughout the day, right? So, you know, address it, move on. But if it's a big one, you need to address it quickly and make sure, you know, you're doing everything possible not to keep repeating that same, you know, mistake, if it is a mistake.
Yeah, if you double down on it, the longer you stick with the narrative and then realize, the harder it gets to say, you know what, I'm an idiot. I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Or if you back rationalize, I mean, that was a great point. You can actually dig yourself a hole. And this is the thing that drives me kind of a little bit batty, is as humans and our understanding of other people's minds, we're very sophisticated. We can tell whether you're coming clean or not. Mm. It's almost as if some people forget, maybe in the public eye or maybe, you know, the legal comments that we've heard today, you get into sort of such of a pressurized situation, you think you can make it right. Mm. All the monkeys in the jungle are knowing, like, does this guy think he's, we can see it, you're making it worse. So there's the crime, there's the cover up. Mm-hmm. So just to realize, and that's a great point, you can actually make it far worse, probably wasn't that wrong, but the way you handle it, that's just a great reminder. You can throw gasoline on a situation that's just so much worse than you needed to do. If you just come clean. And if you come clean, is there anything sexier than like an actual apology? People think of that's a weakness, and you come out with a better relationship. Mm. Right?
Jumping on that a little bit, there is such a tremendous teaching value in being able to apologize or say you're wrong to those who are younger than you. So if you're in the position of being, you know, lucky enough of being a parent, being in a position where you're having the opportunity to mentor someone who's significantly younger than you, sometimes the best teaching tool is being wrong and how you handle that wrong. And I've seen results with that as it pertains to the relationship I have with my son who's in college. And it gives him better analysis skills to self-realize when he's wrong. And he deals with situations at age 19 that I wasn't dealing with better than until I was in my 40s. And I think that has something to do with the transparency in the relationship that I have with him.
Yeah, excellent. That modeling behavior, the ability to say, if I'm wrong, I will say so, gives you permission to say so when you are. We're not all trying to hide behind being perfect all the time. Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. I agree. So that is our 10 minutes. I'm going to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. It is such a deep subject, the idea of being able to say I was wrong and I'm sorry. So thank you so much. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again really soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.